It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at how terrorism has evolved over the last decade or so and why attacks like the one in France are becoming the ones to watch out for.
First, a project to build a massive ice sculpture is underway in Superior, and when completed, could set a world record.
The man behind the project, Roger Hansen, is hard at work on the 70-foot-tall sculpture with the help of a robot he developed that sprays water. Roger is a Minnesota-based engineer, software developer, and ice artist. He joins us now to talk more about the project. Roger, thanks for joining us.
Yes, very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us about your sculpture.
Well, it's right now it's about 52 feet high, and at the very top, maybe about 20, 25 feet wide. And it's coming along pretty well. We've had very, very good temperatures here and good conditions for making ice so far this year. But at the onset this year, we had some really, really big problems. This sculpture is on a man-made island, and the sand that's been dredged up from the St. Louis is pretty soft. So at the onset, this thing started to tilt, and it got was very precarious for a while there, but I arrested that, and it's looking pretty good right now.
What's the finished sculpture going to look like?
It will look kind of like a, it will have a peak in the center, and about, the edges will go back about, it'll be about 90 feet wide, and hopefully we'd be about 70 feet in the center, and on the very edges, maybe 50 feet. And like I say, it being about 90 feet wide, it looked like a big wall.
Would this be the biggest ice sculpture in the world?
Yes, it will. The biggest freestanding ice sculpture, therefore having no mechanical support structures to support it.
Now, you invented a sprayer, Roger. How does it work? How do you spray the ice on?
We've got, well, first of all, there's two towers that are about 82 feet high that are set about 160 feet apart. From those towers, there's a cable that goes across, and I can lower and raise that cable at will. And I lower it down to about, maybe 30 feet for the first tier. And from that, I form ice on it, and that droops down. And then after it's formidable, I start the second tier. Now, the tiers are made from another tower that has a robotic ice sprayer on it. Now, this robotic ice sprayer has also got a weather station on top of it to tell me the direction and the speed of the wind. And all this data goes into the computer. We take the temperature along with the wind direction and wind speed. And then in the program, we've got set positioning points. I can make as many of these positioning points on the system as I want. And what we do, what the robot system does, it tries to target these points using the wind and the direction, the wind speed, and adjusting the angle in order to hit that target. That's the magic of this system, is to be able to hit that target repeatedly. You cannot do it just by trying to point it and spray. And by doing this, we can hit a small focal point and put the water exactly where it's needed.
That's amazing. Roger, why did you get into making ice sculptures?
Why don't people climb mountains?
When did you?
We've got a geothermal heating system at our house. We've got this water that was being expelled out into the river, and I just thought it would be neat to probably start playing with that. Well, with my experiences in the different avenues of technologies, such as mechanical engineering and electronics engineering and software development, it kind of all fit. You know, you put that together and, gosh, I can do something with this. It may seem, it may be frivolous, and it may make a lot of nonsense, but I thought, you know, it might be kind of fun. But as it turns out, I'm finding that the public and the people are really interested in what I do, and that's what makes it so fun.
When are you going to be done with this, Roger?
Well, I don't know. It's all up to the weather. I like to tell people I'm just a contractor. I put the infrastructure there. Mother Nature is the real artist, and it's up to her as to what she wants to do. Sometimes she's got some very strange ideas. And if I trying to circumvent those ideas proves very futile at times, but I'm kind of planning on by the end of January, I should have something pretty formal. This is called the Lake Superior Ice Project, and the reason we call it the Lake Superior Ice Project is because of its nature of being an ongoing project. This thing changes all the time, so as you see it, right now today, this is the finished product today. Tomorrow, I'll have a different finished product.
And people can stop by and check out the work in progress?
Yes. This is free to the public, and people can stop by at any time, and day or night. I'm lighting this system at night, so it's we're trying to make it as appear as good as we can, so that people can really enjoy it.
Roger, thank you so much for taking time with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on. It's been my pleasure.
That's Roger Hansen. He's a Minnesota-based engineer and ice artist working on this Lake Superior ice project in Superior. You can check out some pictures of the work in progress. Head on over to the Central Time Facebook page for a link.